With the scoring now and on, no, now in on the health care reform bill put forth by Republican leaders in the U.S. House, Democrats in Congress are calling the plan unworkable. The nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office concluded 14 million people would lose their health insurance in the first year and projects the bill could reduce the deficit by $337 billion over the next decade. New Hampshire Congresswoman Ann McLean Custer called the plan reckless and is urging Republicans to withdraw the bill. Congresswoman Custer joins us now on the phone. Good morning.
Good morning.
What is your reaction to this report? Was there anything in it that surprised you?
Well, just the devastating impact, not just to 14 million Americans struggling across the country with work and life expenses, but really what I'm focused on here in New Hampshire is the devastating impact this will have, particularly on our rural hospitals. I was in Peterborough yesterday at Monadnock Hospital talking about the impact, and all of our hospitals are really running very close to the margin, and to lose millions of people across the country off of health insurance will really have a devastating impact, and I'm concerned that hospitals will be forced to close all across the country. And what I'm concerned about, particularly in New Hampshire right now with the devastating opioid crisis that we have, the only way that most people are getting the treatment for their addiction is because they have coverage now under the Affordable Care Act.
But what do you make of the criticism coming from the White House with regard to whether these numbers are credible? They dispute this report.
Well, of course they do, because they don't want to hear the bad news. But just add it all up. This is why they brought this out under the cover of darkness, why we haven't been able to review the bill in detail, why we're not having hearings. They're having one hearing literally all night long and then voting along party lines. So they don't want this bill to be seriously considered and understood by the American people. They're trying to jam this through. And frankly, I think it's just shocking that in the meantime, they're cutting taxes to healthcare executives, insurance executives to the tune of over $500,000 in income will get a tax cut when millions, literally now we know 24 million Americans will be losing their insurance.
Well, where do things go now, though? Obviously, Republicans are in control. They're intent on repealing Obamacare. Do you feel that the health care law as it stands now can survive without changes? I mean, are there Republicans you can work with to maybe?
I've already voted for changes along the way. The Affordable Care Act wasn't a perfect law. Nothing is. You have to make revisions as we go forward, and I voted for revisions. But this is simply, the expression would be literally throwing the baby out with the bathwater. This is literally disrupting our entire healthcare delivery system from one end of the country to the other without thoughtfully thinking through what the consequences will be for average Americans.
Well, what changes
would increase costs to seniors? I'm very troubled by the impact on seniors. And they're not thinking this through. What they need to do is make provisions for the people who are most in need. So what they should not be doing is pulling the rug out from underneath people who can least afford to have any kind of a change. We ought to be laser focused on the people who were not able to afford coverage under the Affordable Care Act.
But have you been talking with other members, Republican members, that are willing to work with
you? Absolutely. I have been talking with them about the impact that these Medicaid cuts would have on particularly this group with the opioid crisis, because interestingly enough, it hits red states the hardest. Ohio, West Virginia, Kentucky, Tennessee. And I've been talking, I was just literally talking with a colleague from Indiana this week about whatever you do to make changes, do not leave these people without insurance. The whole society will pay.
All right, we'll have to leave it there. Thank you so much, Congresswoman Ann McLean Custer.
Thank you.
This is Morning Edition from NHPR.